So, reading from Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8, and then text 20 to 30. So I read the translation of the first verses and then you read the last one. So reading from the text 20, translation by Srila Prabhupada. May Lord Keshava protect me with his club in the first portion of the day, and may Govinda, who is always engaged in playing his flute, protect me in the second portion of the day. May Lord Narayan, who is equipped with all potencies, protect me in the third part of the day, and may Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc to kill his enemies, protect me in the fourth part of the day. Purport. According to Vedic astronomical calculations, day and night are each divided into 30 ghatikas, or 24 minutes, instead of 12 hours. Generally, each day and each night is divided into 6 parts, consisting of the 5 ghatikas. In each of these 6 portions of the day and night, the Lord may be addressed by protection for protection according to different names. Lord Keshava, the proprietor of the holy place of Mathura, is the Lord of the first portion of the day. And Govinda, the Lord of Vrindavan, is the master of the second portion. And text 21. May Lord Madhusudana, who carries a bow, very fearful for the demons, protect me during the fifth part of the day. In the evening, may Lord Madhava, appearing as Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar, protect me. And in the beginning of the night, may Lord Rishikesha protect me. At the dead of night, in the second and third parts of night, may Lord Paramanabha alone protect me. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears the Srivatsa on his chest, protect me after midnight until the sky becomes pinkish. May Lord Janardana, who carries a sword in his hand, protect me at the end of night, during the last 4 ghatikas of night. May Lord Damodar protect me in the early morning, and may Lord Vishveshvara protect me during the junctions of the day and night. Set into motion by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and wandering in the 4 directions, the disc of the Supreme Lord has sharp edges and destructive as the fire of devastation at the end of the millennium. As a blazing fire burns dry grass to ashes with the assistance of the breeze, may the Sudarshan Chakra burn our enemies to ashes. O club in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you produce sparks of fire as powerful as thunderbolts, and you are extremely dear to the Lord. I am also his servant. Therefore, kindly help me pound to pieces the evil living beings known as Kushmandas, Vainayakas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutas, and Grahas. Please pulverize them. O best of conchals, O Panchajanya, in the hands of the Lord, you are always filled with the breath of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you create a fearful sound vibration that causes trembling in the hearts of enemies like the Rakshasas, Pramata ghosts, Pretas, Matas, Pishachas, and Brahmana ghosts with fearful eyes. O King of sharp-edged swords, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please, cut the soldiers of my enemies to pieces. Please, cut them to pieces. O shield marked with the 100 brilliant moon-like circles, please cover the eyes of the sinful enemies. Pluck out their sinful eyes. May the glorification of the transcendental name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect us from the influence of bad planets, meteors, envious human beings, serpents, scorpions, and enemies like tigers and wolves. May it protect us from the ghosts and the material elements like earth, water, fire, and air. And May it also protect us from lightning and our past sins. We are always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Lord Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, is the most worshipable Lord, for he is as powerful as the Supreme Lord himself. He is the personified Vedas and is worshipped by selected verses. May he protect us from all dangerous conditions. May Lord Vishvaksena, the personality of Godhead, also protect us from all dangers by his holy names. So, text 30. Sarva Pabhyo Harer Nama Rupa Yana Yudhani Naha Budhindriya Manaha Pranan Pantu Parshada Bhushanaha Sarva Pabhyo Harer Nama Rupayana Yudhaninaha Budhindriya Manah Pranan Pantu Parshada Bhushanaha Sarva Pabhyo Harer Nama Rupayana Yudhaninaha Budhindriya Manah Pranan Pantu Parshar Bhushanaha Sarva Pabhyo Harer Nama Rupayana Yudhaninaha Budhindriya Manah Pranan Pantu Parshar Bhushanaha
from all kinds of danger. Harehe
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Nama,
the holy name.
Rupa,
the transcendental form.
Jnana,
the carriers.
Ayudhani,
and all the weapons.
Naha,
our.
Buddhi,
intelligence.
Indriya,
senses.
Manaha,
mind.
Pranan,
life air.
Pantu,
may they protect and maintain.
Parshada Bhushanaha,
the decorations who are personal associates. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead's holy names, his transcendental forms, his carriers, and all the weapons decorating him as personal associates protect our intelligence, senses, mind, and life air from all danger. Purport. There are various associates of the Transcendental Personality of Godhead, and his weapons and carriers are among them. In the spiritual world, nothing is material. The sword, bow, club, disc, and everything decorating the personal body of the Lord are a spiritual living force. Therefore, the Lord is called Advaya Jnana, indicating that there is no difference between him and his names, forms, qualities, weapons, and so on. Anything pertaining to him is in the same category of spiritual existence. They are all engaged in the service of the Lord in varieties of spiritual forms. So here we hear the Narayana Kavacha. It's very important to understand then our position, who we are. We need to clearly understand the sambandha of who we are, who is the Lord, and what is our relationship with the Lord. We cannot get anything by our own effort. It's really foolish to think like that. In fact, Sri Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur, he mentions that there are six aspects to actually not surrender. Then one of these is that the devotee should never think that he is capable of doing anything on his own. If he has the capability, he can do something. He should always be very humble, and he should always understand that these capabilities are given to him by the Lord himself. If we understand this, then we can very easily understand our position as a servant. So if we take the position we want to serve, and the physical expression of serving, it's actually secondary, that we do some service. What's more important than that? It's the consciousness behind. It's the mentality. We need to accept that we are the servants. Now, as a servant, then we should also accept the way how the Lord wants us to serve. Because as the Shastra describes, then there are four classes of servants. The first class servant is a servant whom the master doesn't have to tell anything. He understands. He sees what needs to be done, he does it without being taught, and he does it perfectly. Second class servant is a servant who is being taught what to do, but as soon as he is being taught, it's done perfectly, without any fault. Third class servant is a servant then who is being taught what to do, and he does it, but at his own pace. As he gets time, it will be done, but on his own terms. Fourth class servant, he is told what to do, but you cannot rely, he doesn't do it. And Srila Prabhupada had mentioned we should aim to be the second class servants. So that means that under the guidance of our spiritual master, under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, then we should follow the instructions as they are. We should very much contemplate and discuss. We should be eager to understand and to know what it is that we should follow. Not that we should think that we are following and interpret it our own way. We should be sure. So it is important to understand that as we are the servants, and if this is our desire, then okay, what the master wants, then Krishna, he explains through the acharyas, right, his followers. Then we have Srila Rupa Goswami, who describes for us in the Nectar of Instruction what we should do. He tells us then how do we come from the platform with the minimal faith, Shraddha, just have some faith, something that you want to do something for the Lord, up to the highest level. So he describes, first, take care of your own senses. Control your own mind. Then he tells us what we should avoid to be able to become stronger in the desire, in our determination. Then once we are somewhat determined that, okay, I want to give these up, when we become stronger, okay, then he describes what we should do, what activities we should perform for the sake of developing relationships, the loving relationships among the devotees. And ultimately this relationship then they grow among the devotee, the jiva, as the jiva becomes more and more purified, so between the jiva and the Lord. So instructions are given in Nectar of Devotion. Srila Rupa Goswami, he describes then the process, how we should do it, what we should avoid it, what we should accept it. So we see the acharyas are giving us these instructions. Then Sanatana Goswami, he writes instructions one by one how a Vaishnava should act. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he gives us the wonderful guide for the grihasthas in the form of samskaras. Right? Then all these are meant to help us. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right, he wrote so many books on how to explain devotional service from many angles so that anybody can understand. He writes a novel, Jaiva Dharma, and in that he describes the process of one being completely in Maya, actually being Mayavadi, and the process of how he first gets the initial faith, the Shraddha, and from that how by association then he progresses to the stage of Prema. In wonderful way he explains that. In that book he also shows the proper dealings with the Vaishnavas, among the Vaishnavas, how we should act, what we should do, the culture, the etiquette, everything is in that book. In another book, Chaitanya Shikshamrita, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains the philosophy of the Vaishnava culture. Everything is properly explained. Srila Prabhupada, now he himself, he recommended we should read these two books, especially Chaitanya Shikshamrita and Jaiva Dharma. And he mentioned that from these two books we will get to understand the Vaishnava philosophy and Vaishnava culture and etiquette. So if we are eager to serve, then we need to study. And Srila Prabhupada, he wrote volumes of books. Again, for what? To let us know, us, the fallen ones, right? What do we know? We don't know any Bengali, we don't know any Sanskrit. So Srila Prabhupada, mercifully, he writes his books in English. So then we can understand. And that he has written these books in Mlecha language, it doesn't diminish not any value of the instructions. We need to understand though, and we need to study them and follow. Then, once we accept, okay, I am a servant, so then I want to serve. How can I serve? I'm always so disturbed. My mind is disturbed. My senses are disturbed. I cannot do anything. So now, the Lord is giving a hint. Not just a hint, actually it's an instruction. You protect yourself by applying these mantras. And what do we do every morning? Right? What do we do every time we take bath? We put tilak on, and what do we chant when we put tilak on? The same mantras. So the Lord, he is there to protect us. He has given us all the facilities. If we want, we can stay away from nonsense. We can be protected. But we must want. If we think that we can take care of ourselves, then it will be difficult for the Lord. How can he do it? How can he protect us if we don't need his help? The example of Draupadi. When she was being disrobed, Krishna was present, but then when she was in danger, she held on her sari, thinking that she can protect herself. And the Lord, even though present, he could not help at the time. Because he never interferes with the free will of the living entity. Now, as long as she tried to protect herself, he could not help. But as soon as she understood, I'm helpless, then she raise their hands and call for Govinda. Then the Lord immediately supplied unlimited sari, and nobody could harm her. So we should also maintain the same mood. We have to cry for Krishna's help. We can never think that we can do it ourselves, anything. If that's so, if we actually get this mood, then Krishna is more than willing to come and give us all the instructions. Send the association. But again, we must be willing. We must want that. We are all here in Mayapur, right? Some maybe very long time. And after some time being in Mayapur, it may become just like an ordinary place. And the people around you may be just like an ordinary people. This is very dangerous. When we start thinking like that, then we may be removed from the association of the devotees. Because thinking like that is very dangerous, not for the reason that we can start committing Vaishnava Parat. Now if we do that, then the Lord will not be very pleased, He will not be very eager to help us, so that we can further commit more Vaishnava Parat. Therefore, the Lord may remove us from the association so that we cannot. But if we take it as a wonderful opportunity, now we have the association of devotees in the Holy Dham. And if we fully focused on how we can serve these Vaishnavas, how we can serve the Lord, how we can serve Srila Prabhupada, then so many opportunities are there. But again, we must want it. So we should be more discussing, more contemplating about devotional service, studying Srila Prabhupada's books. And not just that, we should also be acting on what we read, what we study. So Srila Prabhupada, he gives so many instructions. I mean, we don't have time to go through all the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. But in a nutshell, whatever Srila Prabhupada gave us, then it is all about, so then we can always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. How do we do it? Now, there are many ways. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmaniviranam. So, processes are given. Opportunities are there. Do we take it or not? Now, if we are not decided, if we don't want to follow these basic rules and regulations, what we should not do, so then we are not forgetting Krishna, then even these mantras may not actually not fully help us. If we don't want help from the Lord, if we don't desire, we may say, oh, please Krishna, help me. But actually, we are thinking, I can do it myself, I don't need this help. Then we may end up like that old lady, carrying wood. And, she had a lot of wood that day. wearing it, and at one point it fell down from her head, not like the ladies they carry on the head. Now she was lamenting because that would last for many days. I cannot leave it here, but I cannot put it on my head myself. What do I do? So she was so attached to the idea that now she will bring it home that she was crying. And in such sincerity she was crying and calling for Krishna's help that Krishna came. And then Krishna appeared and then he said, "My dear lady, how can I help you?" She was so happy to see Krishna. And she immediately, "Please, Krishna, I'm so happy to see you. Please, can you help me with the wood to put it back on my head?" "No problem." Grab it, put it on her head, disappear. So she was so jolly walking, and suddenly just she realized, wow, that was Krishna. I could have asked anything, but instead I just asked to put back the wood which I am carrying, the attachment on my head. Then again she started crying, but Krishna didn't appear again. That was it. Now everybody gets an opportunity in his lifetime. What do you do? Will you be ready for that? Never know when it comes. And then, at that time, then we should understand our master is here. Now I can fully express my gratitude, my service attitude towards the master. And even though the Shastra does accept, well, the Shastra is not a direct, it's also a recommendation, yes. If we want something material, don't go to the demigods. No, don't think you can do it yourself. Just approach the Lord. If you are supposed to get it, you will. So you can approach the Lord even so for some materialistic desires. It's not recommended, but it's allowed. Right? So if we cannot give up the attachments, at least we should approach the Lord to fulfill these attachments. Not a pure bhakti, sakama bhakti, but still bhakti, it's good. But then we should take example from Dhruva Maharaj. He also approached the Lord for materialistic desires. He wanted a kingdom greater than Lord Brahma's, and he wanted to take revenge of on his stepmother. Okay? Yeah, I mean, he was hurt, right? So then it's understood. He has the right to take revenge. 5-year-old boy. Okay. Now, Narada Muni, seeing the determination, seeing that he could have achieved something, then he tricked him. So he said, "Okay, you want to do that? You want to achieve that? So the best, just chant the holy name." So he gave him the mantra, and Dhruva Maharaj, very faithful, so he was just chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. by the chanting, with the full focus and determination, within 6 months, then he achieved, he saw the Lord. As soon as he saw the Lord, then, yeah, he forgot all his attachments, desires. He forgot about anything else than the Lord. And he was so happy to see the Lord. Then Lord gave the benedictions, even though he didn't want them at the end. And then he disappeared. So he was extremely blissful, Dhruva Maharaj. But after that, he was lamenting. Lamenting that he was so foolish to approach the Lord for materialistic desires. And Srila Prabhupada, then he points out, if we do not want to end up lamenting like Dhruva Maharaj, we should not approach the Lord for materialistic desires. So in the beginning may be acceptable, but it's not ideal. We should still work out our way to become the perfect servant. The servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. So how do we do that? It is only possible in association of the Vaishnavas, Sadhu Sangha. So this is the, if we have this mood, the consciousness is on the, our desire is such, then after applying these mantras, meditating on the Lord, then we can be protected from all the evils and we can be given by the Lord the benedictions that we can constantly chant the holy name. We can understand that there is no difference between the name, form, qualities, the pastimes, and the weapons, and anything which is connected to the Lord. By doing so, then we will be able to develop the qualities of being humble, tolerant, that not expecting anything from others, and giving respect to everyone else. So then, we can chant the pure holy name. All these things are available. They are there. Just is necessary from our side to take it. That's all. So it is necessary to properly study Srimad Bhagavatam. See how the devotees applied the instructions of the Lord or other devotees in their life and they become pure. By these activities we become purified. We understand what we should do, how we should apply these instructions in our own life. And being so purified, then we can understand the pastimes in the 10th canto, the pastimes of the Lord, Krishna's pastimes, without being, or without attachment to the material world. These pastimes are, we can understand how pure they are. And we don't have to be agitated by reading about Krishna's wonderful pastimes. And it's all depending on one's desire, what we want. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Bhaji. Bhaji, my question is that sometimes we do devotional service and we are not getting the right response, good response. Then how can we understand that Govind Krishna is pleased or not?
Will we lose the service?
Devotional service, but we are not going the right response or good response. You know, how we can understand that it is pleasing to Krishna, Guru or not?
Okay. Sometimes we may have certain anarthas in the heart. Now, doing devotional service, it's always beneficial. And if we are thinking how to benefit the Lord, how to benefit the devotees, whatever reaction we get, it's always good. You are talking about losing some service and no, or how do we take it if something bad comes. Look at the Pandavas. How should they think? What's wrong? We are Krishna conscious and everything is against us. Now, should that make them into atheists? No, Krishna is not protecting us. He is not helping us. We must protect ourselves. Do they do that? They don't. So, in fact, anything happens to them, it's always seen as the best thing could have happened. Krishna arranged it. They are being insulted. Now, they protect the Dharma. So they don't want to go against. Even though the Kauravas are adharmic, they will not be. They don't want to be. So they suffer. Now the Lord is supposed to come and protect the devotees. So somebody may say, the Lord is not doing that. But the Pandavas are of different opinion. They see Krishna's hand in every activity. Bhima being poisoned. It was Krishna's hand in it. They all being burnt in the house of luck. Krishna's hand. And why was it like that? Somebody who may not be a devotee, somebody who doesn't understand Krishna's activity, somebody who doesn't understand Krishna, may have a doubt. But a devotee, he sees it as a wonderful opportunity to render devotional service. So we may think, only if devotional service, our service goes well, then everything is good. And if it doesn't go well, oh, Krishna is angry, I should not do it. But it's not like that. There will be obstacles. These obstacles are meant for us. There are some anarthas, we have some attachments. So we are doing the devotional service, but maybe the mentality is still that I am doing it. So Krishna gives us a lesson. I don't need you to do that. I am giving you opportunity to do something. So when we understand this, then we can ask Queen Kunti, pray for the calamities. It was after the Pandavas again were in the palace and everything was just perfect. They were the rulers of the world. And Queen Kunti, she is praying, please, Lord, send us these calamities again. Why? Because at that time, it was so wonderful. We had always you next to us and we could always think of you. So, there is no need for us necessarily to ask for calamities because we may not take it the right way. But we should not take something, some reaction, the bad way. We should see, wow, okay, the Lord is trying to teach me some lesson. He is telling me something. What is that something? If I don't know, then okay, study the books. ask the senior devotees. Don't give up. Because ultimately, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching us in Shikshastakam? Right? You are the Lord of my heart, life after life, and I don't mind. If you want me to, if you will be happy to make me cry, I'll cry. I'll be happy crying for you. I'll be happy suffering for you, if that makes you happy. And if you want me to be happy, I'll be happy. That's a servant. So, now when it goes well, Krishna, I like you. I like devotional service. Everything is good. Something comes, I don't like it. I want to do something else. The devotee is like this, he is like this, and then you are doing this to me. What do you think I am? No, I am doing it as a service. I don't want anything from it, and you are making me suffer. So, maybe he will not make us suffer. He will remove the suffering. But then Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavatam, he explains that when Lord becomes Hari, then this is the blessing for the devotee. Hari means that he will take everything. He will take away your possession, your family, your relatives. Everything will be taken. It's a blessing. But he will not do that to somebody who is not ready for it. If you don't want that, if Krishna knows you, he knows what it's in your heart. So if he knows, if he takes it away and you lament, he will not take. Even though it's beneficial, would be beneficial, but not for you, because you will lament. Krishna, how could you do that to me? I don't like it. If you would have this mood, Krishna will not do it. But for a devotee who is ready and who is able to accept that whatever Krishna does is the best. So if Krishna takes away everything from us, this is the best. If the devotee is ready for it, Krishna will do it. Because he knows this is the way. That's how the devotee can actually progress farther in his devotional service. But Krishna is never nasty to us. He will not do it against our will. So when we see these little calamities, little problems coming, we should not be in distress. We should be happy. And there is something which we can learn from. But we should be always seeing it. Okay, what is the cause of the problem? How do I cause this problem? We should see it now in connection with us. Not that person is a problem. And even if he is a problem, but it's connected to us. Why? Before we start getting all angry and agitated, we should contemplate, we should think, why is it happening? And there is always an answer.
Sometimes the Tuyaji told that sometimes Krishna puts us in difficult situation, and sometimes due to our own artha we are in difficult situation. Then how we can consider this? Is Krishna placing, he is just testing us to put us in difficult situation, or just we are getting it due to our own artha? See, really difficult to discriminate.
Look, the material nature, Mahamaya, she has the role to test us, to purify us, so then we can be eligible to go back to Godhead. Now, how she does it? I mean, she's expert. She does everything perfectly based on Krishna's instructions. But again, even though she is very heavy, and she can create anything, any situation, no distraction, anything, whatever she wants. But she will never create an obstacle greater than the person can handle. Of course, it's difficult. We have to sacrifice maybe a lot, but there is no obstacle which we cannot overcome. That's the role of Maya. So now, when Krishna does send some calamity, then first of all, no, we should see, no, why am I taking it as a calamity? For somebody else, it can be a blessing. So, it's an anartha. Something in it. So, how do we perceive it? How do we see it? Contemplate. We have to study Prabhupada's books. We have to, you know, associate with the devotees, discuss. Ask the Vaishnavas. There is one devotee in Barshana. He is there, you know, probably from very young age. And maybe he's like in, you know, 40s, 50s. He's serving there. He sweeps the floors. He does service there. He spends most of the day, you know, in the temple of Srimati Radharani. When devotees are coming there, then he is coming, he is begging, please, please, I need your help. No, what help can we give? You are so wonderfully situated. You are doing no wonderful service. No, we should take help from you. Now, he is very desperate. And now, his lamentation is, he knows he had been there in the temple, engaged like that, for last 8 lifetimes. And he cannot go back to Goloka. He is, but he is not. And he doesn't know why. Something is not happening for him, right? There is something which he is not doing right. He doesn't know what. So that's the reason for, really, for lamentation. But from our point of view, well, he is so perfectly situated. So we should be very eager to try to understand and not to make the same mistake. And how can we do it? We are so fallen. Only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada we can achieve anything. So, if some small problems come in our way, it's a blessing. Just to let us know, like a little poking by the thorn, just to wake you up, to let you know why you are supposed to do something properly. We should not be focusing on that. We should be focusing on what we should do, not what's happening to us and we don't like it. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Jai Granth Rachimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Pramananda.